Okay, so last night you did the performance for the first time for radio, like the automated prayer machine. And so would you like to tell something about your experience that you made performing this piece in different environments, like before or in front of an audience and now for the radio? What difference that made, like in the kind of spatial conception of the performance for you, or maybe for the listeners?
Well, we've had a variety of experiences with different kinds of audiences in different kinds of spaces, from echoey rooms with 40 or 50 people to well, lots of echoey rooms actually, into some carpeted places where we had lots of static electricity contributing to the piece. But I guess one of the interesting parts, especially for the audience, is that Anna has placed radios around the room and is transmitting. We're transmitting some signals that we're making on the stage to the radios in the audience, so they can really get a sense of the radio as part of the piece and as something that's going on while we're playing this part of we're interacting with it, but it has its own kind of sensation, its own voice.
Yeah, the idea there was to sort of not just be using radio samples that we, both have pre-sequenced and also that we're sampling live, but also to really have a sense that radio is this local event, really localized to the area around the receiver in a way, and also to have this feeling of transmission in the piece. I mean, I think that also just having the antenna just off the stage and the transmitter and knowing that this transmission is happening, it's kind of another layer of transmission of sound. So not just through a PA, but also in this more ethereal kind of way that relates nicely to our, I guess, our theme for the piece.
In a way, it's kind of magical, that this radio transmission is happening, but as well, it sort of demystifies the idea of radio, makes it accessible, because there we are on stage, we're making radio. And in when you're in Rotterdam, you could hear the radio halfway down the block of this sort of squat community that was hosting us, and so that was exciting as well.
Well, yesterday you were using like one of these radios, which was we were talking about it beforehand. It wasn't really necessary to have more than one radio in like on the stage or in the studio, as you have like this idea which you can't see in that situation, but probably the like people listening into the show, and so you have all of these potential radios more or less spread over Austria, but also on if they're listening to it on medium wave, for instance, in other countries. So how does that relate to like this community thing in your live performance with the audience and doing it over the radio itself?
Well, I guess it in a way, it's the piece is almost meant for this kind of broadcast, because it is about reconfiguring people's conception of what radio is for, and also about trying to reach out through a medium to do something positive, like to send a positive artwork that's both critical and also has some kind of hope, or I don't know, like a really just a positive aspiration towards some kind of connection. And so in this case, we had the one radio in the studio that we had set in another room, mainly just to sort of play with the acoustics of the RP4 studio, seeing as it is designed for radio plays. It has all these different rooms with different kinds of surfaces. So we put it in the so-called bathroom, so it's all tiled, and it has this nice sort of tinny, extra trebly frequency to this little radio playing in that room. And what was nice about that is that you also had the reminder while you're at home listening to your radio, listening to our piece, then some of the sources sound like they're coming from someone else listening to a radio in another room. Like you hear the room around the radio, not just the radio itself. So kind of hear the room within the radio as well as the room that you're in when you're listening to the radio. It's like meta radio. But the other thing too is that, I mean, for me, when I try to think about this piece and what we are sort of thinking about in terms of the metaphors of radio being like a, you know, the radio becoming a prayer machine for a temporary period of time, I really envision all of these little radios spread out all over who knows how far, you know, however many kilometers in Austria, and imagine the sort of erratic number of them that are tuned in and are playing what we're playing. And so it gives me sort of an awareness of our transmission over a space into, you know, all these different little localities instead of just being in a single room where we can kind of see what we're doing.
Yeah, in a way, that's the ideal for the radios everywhere or in certain places to become the prayer wheel or the prayer machine. It's like you turn it on and it. There it is. It's transmitting some good vibes into the world, or some positive ideas, hopefully. Yeah.
It would be great if we could have had a little takeover of some commercial radio station for half an hour or something. Yeah. That would have been really nice.
Yeah, it would definitely have been something very different, sending like all of these prayers that you had collected beforehand on some kind of a commercial frequency. Mm-hmm. Maybe just to get a better impression of what these materials are that you were working with, you might want to say something about the prayers or how you even got the all of these prayers or how you sort of set your materials together.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, for the prayer part, we basically put out a call on email to sort of everyone we've ever emailed and asked people if they would send us something. And we didn't really define what we meant when we said prayer. We left it completely open, and I didn't actually know how people would interpret it, because it can be a touchy word, perhaps, you know, in these times of crazy fundamentalism and so on. But people picked up on it in a way that was very diverse and interesting, and sometimes spiritual and sometimes more practical in a way, you know, bringing out sort of an idealism and focusing those ideals with their words and so on. So it was on the answering machine. They called Anna's answering machine, so we just taped them all off of that, and so that has its own sort of sonic quality of telephone, you know, telephone talk, which is something you'll find a lot in Canadian radio as well, sort of call-in shows and so on, where people speak their mind. So it has that sort of quality for us as well.
Yeah, I guess the nice thing about the prayers is that, you know, we had started doing the work on the piece, and we're working more on, you know, all of these terrible news samples and bad talk radio samples that we'd collected in the last couple of years. And so it was nice when we were able to start recording the prayers from people, because they felt good to us, you know, after listening to this other material. We're like, wow, this actually is having like a real impact, at least for us as artists, to be able to work with something different. Like, and also because some of the people who phoned were friends of ours. And sometimes when you are with your friends in a social venue, you don't really have the opportunity to voice some opinions or some sort of deep, heartfelt ideas that you might have. And so in a way, this kind of was a nice venue for people just to phone up and kind of speak into this telephone. It, you know, it had some intimacy to it. I mean, they knew that we would be using the material later, but they sort of had a little bit of anonymity as well. And I think people really used it like as a nice venue to express something that they'd been thinking about. And so for some people, that was a fairly religious kind of moment. And for other people, it was an entirely agnostic or atheist moment when they phoned up and left their prayers. So For me, I think of it really as being a moment of mindfulness. Despite what, you know, whatever your belief system, it is a moment when you really try to articulate something that you envision or hope for. And it was sort of, for me, that's moment of articulation was really what I was interested in. So yeah, it was really great to work with that material. And then as we've been traveling in Europe, we've also been recording some other prayers from people that we meet. So collecting different languages. It's Spanish and French.
So that's enough. A little more perhaps range. A little bit of coming. So, but yeah, lovely touch after touring through the band, trying to cope. We create a variation of what does mean, and then trying to figure out how difficult the prayers coming in.
Hope the people do they still do video answering more prayer? What are you collecting? Because to me, when I went to them. In some cases, as if the small daily ritual sort of centers, like to say, if I do this every day, well, then it will truly accrue something, or sort of really giving this up the radio and letting them do it for if you're not there in space, sort of a very nice idea.
Well, so. We definitely will collect it. There's also possibilities for where we can go peace at the moment. It has this particular configuration because I'm doing it as a live performance, but we had always intended to potentially do it on community radio in Montreal, where we could really focus on the prayer more than anything. So in which case we'd have to sort of compose, think about that section, but it might be interesting just to have a piece that was just around the prayers and sort of not necessarily with the other sections, but where we really just get to play what all the things people have been sending. I mean, even if we just took an hour on community radio and only played the material off the answering machine, it would still be really interesting. So I guess it just depends on how willing people are to keep feeding the machine. But
definitely. Send us your prayers. Have some.
Yeah. I mean, people also emailed them, too. We didn't have a chance to include as many of those, but we definitely want to also, you know, have different people read the prayers that were emailed in and be able to represent those as well.
People have promised to send us MP3s as well of their prayers, so that's another method of sending if you have access to that. So yeah, it's great to have actual audio. So telephone calls are great as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sort of, for me this would be okay to say thanks a lot and. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing the show yesterday night, which was really beautiful.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Okay. You're welcome.